This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, what's going on, man? I just want to say, first off, man, I think your show is great. I plan on getting into the other podcasts. And I tend to listen to it mostly on Facebook. I'm a truck driver, and I drive trucks like Monday through Thursday. And it gets kind of boring in here sometimes, so, you know, I tend to listen to your ghost stories because I've had different situations and things happen to me ever since I was, like, a little kid. And, you know, I'm actually calling in now. I actually just got done listening to one of your stories that you just put up, like, about 50 minutes ago on YouTube. And, you know, I was going to tell a story tonight, and I kind of wanted to touch bases on some of the questions that I hear a lot of people ask on your show. Like, one is perfect example, like, hearing someone call their name, maybe like a close loved one or somebody, like for instance tonight, the girl that called in, she told a story of like her and her family were camping near a ghost town, and she heard, I guess it was her brother's son, call her name in the middle of the night and woke her up, and she went to his camper and the son was asleep. Well, a lot of times what happens is the spirits that linger around us, and a lot of times it could be a family member that's passed away that's coming to you, trying to contact you, but don't necessarily want to scare you. So what happens is they'll come to you in a way that they know that you won't be scared of. Like, for instance, okay, I may try to contact you mimicking my, you know, your nephew's voice. You know, you're not going to be scared of that, so I'm going to contact you in that way. But, like, when I was listening to her story, nothing tragic happened. So all that was there was a spirit that was lingering around them that day and may have heard that boy call her name and mimicked it. And that spirit, for whatever reason, decided to mimic that boy's voice calling her that night. For whatever reason, I have no idea. I wasn't there. But, yeah, it happens, man. You know, but a lot of times, you know, just for the listeners, whenever you hear, my mother always taught me, she's like, whenever you hear me call you, don't answer. Come and see what I want. Because you never want to hear a spirit call your name or hear something call your name. Like you don't want to hear your mom or your father call your name and you answer. And he's like, yeah. And then they didn't call you. It was an actual spirit that called you. You don't want to answer that because what you're doing then is you're allowing that spirit to enter your life. So what you want to do is if you never want to answer. Like if you hear someone call your name and like they're there, get up and go see if they called your name. Because maybe they did, and a lot of times maybe they didn't. You know, and it's regular human beings who don't experience any spiritual things that happen to them in their life, you know, they usually just, you know, brush it off, oh, you know, maybe it was my mind, or, you know, maybe, you know, it was this, it was that. But in all actuality, it was, you just had an encounter with a spirit. You know, I was also listening to something else that you were saying that was kind of funny about the chicken, where the chicken was like, when you gave it water, and it was like, oh, thank you. And I thought that was hilarious, but, you know, man, you're not crazy, because I fed my dog. And I heard my dog speak, and I know dogs don't speak, you know? And I was like, I'm not crazy. I don't do any drugs, you know, anything like that. You know, I may drink occasionally, you know, but he spoke, and I'm not stupid. I'm not crazy. I don't need to be in a psych ward. Like, my dog spoke, so I can't even explain that, you know? I don't know if maybe a spirit got into his body or, you know, who knows, man, you know, and it just happens, man. I got so many stories, man, so many things that happened to me that I've been through in my life. It's crazy. It's insane. Like people couldn't fathom half of it. You know, a lot of things too, man. Maybe it may help some people out that's out there listening now. I've learned to cut a lot of things out, like, for instance, like different doorways. Like growing up, I didn't want to be bothered with any of that stuff. So I started doing different things to keep it away from my life. Like, other feelings that I get, like, say if I go to someone's house or, you know, I pick up vibes and feelings, or I pick up vibes and feelings from people and things that linger around them. You know, I see spirits all the time, you know, especially driving trucks. There's so many dead people on the highway, it's not even funny. You know, and what I've done growing up, like doors. You know, I keep all doors closed in my house. There's no doorways unless I'm opening it, going through it, and I'm closing it right after myself. I don't keep doors open. And mirrors, I can't have mirrors around me. A mirror is another doorway. There's only one mirror in my house that's in the bathroom, and that door is always closed. So, you know, it's not, I'm not crazy. I'm a normal person, but, you know, I just growing up, I just learned to shut certain things out that try to come and communicate with me. Even like the story I'm going to tell tonight, you got to watch, people have to watch, especially like with movies, like with horror movies. Everything has a spirit. From the grass, the trees, like everything has spirits in it. And that's how a lot of people do magic, from black magic to voodoo to obeah. You know, they go to these things and they worship these things. And they receive special, like, I don't want to say powers, but it grants them different abilities. You know, but everything has a spirit. Everything's an entity. And even with movies, you have to watch things that you watch, because whether it says this is a true story or if it doesn't say it's a true story, it came from somewhere. So you have to watch the things that you have to watch what you watch on TV and the movies that you watch. And, you know, we all love horror movies, but things tend to come out of TV. And I don't mean, like, come out of the TV like, you know, that the Grudge, you know what I mean? Like, spirits linger. They come out of the TV. And I'm going to tell you a story back when Exorcism of Emily Rose came out. Now, I would never, ever watch an Exorcism movie ever again. And I would never watch that movie ever again. Actually, I burnt that DVD. Me and my brothers, that movie was coming out. It was, you know, there was a lot of fuss about it, and I wanted to check it out. You know, it's a true story, and da 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 da. And I was like, okay, you know what? I want to check this movie out. So me and my brothers, we watched this movie, and we watched it in my room. And so we watched the movie or whatever, and then the movie finishes, and you know, we kind of like lay down. It's like, you know, and I turned the player off, and like whenever there's no, like whenever I don't have the video game or the DVD player playing, back when we used DVDs, DVD players, whenever I didn't have any of those things on, my TV would be a blue screen, and that blue screen would light the entire room up like as if you turned the light on. And you know, I'm sitting there. No, I'm not sitting there. I fall asleep. Now, I'm the oldest boy, and then it was my, the second oldest, he slept next to me on the floor, and then the youngest brother, I let him get the bed. So I'm on the floor with my brother, with the middle brother, and he's literally like, I can flick my finger and I can hit him. So I fall asleep on my back, and I wake up to this lady hovering over me. And she has this, she had this disfigured face. I mean, a witch is the best way I can describe it. Like, her face had, like, open sores and cuts and wounds, and her teeth were really sharp. And she was hovering, like, inches over my face. And she looked really mean. Like, it was horrific. Like, you couldn't believe, man. And she was trying to attack me. And she was trying to bite me and scratch me, and I couldn't move. She had hold of my body. So I couldn't move. I can only see, and I can hear. But I could not move. But she was only able to get inches of my body. She was trying to bite me and scratch me, and she's like hovering and flying all around me. And she's seen that she couldn't touch me, so it made her even madder. And she screamed. She let this horrible scream out. And she flew through the wall, and now I felt her, but I felt her spirit go through my room, through the kitchen, through the rest of the house. And when that spirit left the body of the house completely, was when I was able to move, and I knew she was gone, and that's when I lost contact of her spiritual being. It's when she completely left that building, you know, and that is a true story. And I just, you know, a lot of my family members would tell me, you know, hey, you got to be careful with the things that you watch, you know. And we loved watching horror movies, and I kind of slowed down, man. You know, even like The Conjuring. I watched The Conjuring, and then The Conjuring 2 came out. And then that nun, when that nun face came on the thing on Conjuring 2, I shut it off because I didn't want to deal with her later on that night. You know, so I shut it off. I was like, I'm not even going to finish it. I don't want to see it because I don't want to have to deal with that later on tonight. You know, so that's my story for tonight. And, you know, that's my advice. And, you know, I'll call in some other times and give some stories, man, because I have more than enough to give, I'm telling you. And hopefully, you know, you can use it or share some of the information with some of your listeners. Hey, man, thanks for your time, and keep doing what you're doing, man. Congratulations on your podcast and the success that you're having with yourself. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.